time for a change, then this podcast is for you. You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka, a podcast filled with everyday conversations with the goal of building better relationships, unlearning and relearning, and being present as a spiritual being, helping you free your mind of any fear-based thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate an inspired awareness that can encourage you to take action over your life. Here's your host, Coach Ka.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. Today, Friday, March 17th, 2023, and we're going to get started on episode number 32. Last week on episode 31, we dealt with how to vibrate higher. We're getting ready to change seasons come this coming Monday, March 20th, 2023. We're going to get ready to officially be in the spring season. For some cultures, this is a what they call a new year. But nonetheless, we're getting ready to change from the winter season to a spring season. So for this upcoming week, I just wanted to talk about for episode number 32, what is the law of change?
You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka.
We all know that everything is always changing. We all know this. In life, there's always going to be changes. So the law of change states that nothing remains the same forever. And everything is in a state of constant flux or constant change. I look at nature. Every few months, we're changing seasons. And lately, it's hard to tell from depending on where you live at. The weather patterns have definitely changed around the world. But one thing has been constant, as I'm stating about the law, is change. That's something that is just inevitable. It is a fundamental principle of the universe that governs everything in existence. Have you ever heard the saying, "This too shall pass"? Yes, everything in life. You may be going through your down season, but there is a new season coming along in the spring. You may be going into your up season, or you have must have been up in this season. You may be coming in a season where things are just mellow. Things are just not going up, not going down. You're just kind of moving along, but there's going to be another change. You may be heading into a down season. The stock markets teaches us about that as well. I noticed that there was a change this past weekend. Last week there was Silicon Valley Bank had closed down all of a sudden. There's many talks around about it right now as I'm creating this podcast. However, change is coming. That's one bank. I'm sure other banks may be coming out with other things as well. We don't know. I'm going to have to allow that process to happen. And those of us that are living in this time frame, we will see the outcome. But just know that change is here and we're going to have to adjust the way we live, adjust the way we think, just have a constant paradigm shift when it comes to how we are living, how we are saving our money. Can we trust the banks? Can we really trust the system we're in? You know what I mean? The system itself is in a change. So I'm just here to talk about what is the law of change. Well, the law of change states that everything is in the process of becoming something else. It has a constant and dramatic effect on our lives. According to this principle, history will continue to repeat itself until we learn from the experience and take steps to do something differently to stop the cycle. Change gives you a new path, so that you can create a new future and a better version of yourself, free from the patterns of the past. I know many of us may not like change, but I'm starting to realize in my own life, we should thank God for change, because certain things, believe it or not, you want to change. You know what I mean? There are some things in your life you will be glad that it is changing or will be changing. Because if not, it may change you or you may not be here. So the journey is not about being perfect. It's about undoing what is not us and becoming who we really are. We can change the path of our life by the choices the thoughts and deeds we choose right now.
Ready for change? Get in touch with Coach Ka via ka@iamcoachka.com for one-on-one, group, or webinar sessions.
Change, for example, can happen in your health. Yep, our health will not remain the same. Our choices, because of our choices in our diets, are you exercising on a regular basis? Your thoughts can affect your body, believe it or not. Yeah. If you're always thinking you're sick, your body will say, okay, then I'm sick. See, and your lifestyle, all that affects your health. So your health, as you get older, because I know when I was younger, it seemed like I can just eat anything and go to bed and wake up and I'm still the same size, you know, but I can't do that now. I have to be conscious of what I'm putting in my body, even more so how late am I eating as well. So everything is now being calculated because now I have to realize I have to do a lot more to my body to keep my metabolism going, to keep my health going. Even the foods we're eating today is not the same food that we ate years ago. The same fruits that we ate years ago isn't the same fruits it is today. Oh, it may look the same on the outside, but my fellow podcast listeners, what's on the inside makes a big difference. Yeah, because growing up back in the day, at least for me, just dealing with fruit still, you know, there used to always be seeds. I used to always love eating watermelons when I used to see my grandmother in South Carolina. And I used to love eating it outside in the dirt and everything like that. You just eat it and just spit out the seeds right there on the ground. Oh, I loved it. The juice just used to always just float down to my hands and it get all sticky. And then at the end, I just kind of go in there and wash my hands and off I go playing again. But today, the watermelons may be the same size. Some are smaller, but the seeds are gone. They say it's seedless. Is it evolution? Is it man tampering with God's creation as far as its seeds? It could be a combination of all things. But again, that may be a debate for some because they're thinking that we're, you know, seedless is good. But I prefer seeds in things because I know now it came from the earth and the earth will produce after its kind as well. For me, change happened in my own spirituality. You know, left in religion, if you ever have questions that religion can't answer, especially when you're growing up, religion may not serve you or nourish you the same way. Oftentimes we are afraid to change because, you know, you have family, you have friends that are in the same religion that you're in. And here you're having an aha moment and thinking, wait a minute, I want to change, but you don't see anyone else changing either. You're kind of hoping others will change to validate what's going on in you. And I had to realize there's times where there must be a separation because you're not seeing things the same way. You're not being nourished the same way. And yes, you feel like you've been called out or chosen to stand out from the crowd. There's some of us that weren't meant to be with the crowd. There's some of us that were meant to stand away from the crowd. You see, sheep need shepherds to shave them. But when you learn to nourish yourself, there's a big difference. So sometimes you're going to have to leave your upbringing and your friends and sometimes your family alone and you go on your spiritual quest. There's also change in relationships with your friends, as I was stating, your siblings, your parents, your spouses, your coworkers. All of us are in the process of becoming something else. So, another thing I used to like to say too, before I move on to where I was going to stay next, is that your changes also, there's changes in companies and businesses. Have you noticed lately that no business can stay the same from year after year? I notice what was around back in 2000 is not even around today. For example, Babies R Us was around for many of years. I may be dating myself, y'all, so forgive me. But Babies R Us used to be a department store. About time 2000 came, they were gone. Change. Tom McCann, I don't know if y'all remember that, used to be a shoe department. Sold many shoes. It's not here today. This is the year 2023. Blockbuster. Oh, yeah. Blockbuster went out of business. Why? Change. Signs of the time. Netflix done took over. Amazon has taken over. A lot of things have taken over, and Blockbuster could not hang with change. So they had to close down. Used to be a department store called Ames Department Store. Not sure if y'all remember that, but that used to be around. But again, they shut down. Kaufman's. How many of y'all remember Kaufman's Department Store? Yep. There's no longer here. I think Macy's took that over and changed its brand. And it's been, you know, been Macy's ever since. But that's just to name a few changes that even happen in businesses and companies. So you are either gaining market share or losing market share in businesses. You are either innovating new products and gaining on your competition, or your competition is innovating new products and gaining on you. You are becoming either more competitive or less competitive. You are either gaining customers or losing customers. You see, life demands that we be in rhythm with the internal laws. Embrace change when change called for, and move into something new and different on a regular basis. Because some things, or sometimes I should say, things change, changes will be small and almost unnoticeable. There are some changes that are small and unnoticeable. Other times they are dramatic and swift and shock us with their arrival. But we shall always become change, welcome change rather, as it is necessary and valuable part of our lives. So why don't we live our lives acknowledging this and initiating change on a regular basis? Why is change so hard to embrace? The law of change, from my perspective, is an unsettling concept. That's one reason why. For many of us, because humans, as humans, I should say, we are hardwired to crave for stability. There's nothing wrong with stability. There are some things that I would love for it to be very stable in our lives. And I've learned through meditation, as much as I am still, change is the one that's moving around and I'm just watching it move. But I can just remain still. I can remain calm, but change is happening all the time. See, in my life, I notice maybe 3 to 4 causes of change. Believe me, there's a lot more, but I'm going to go by my experience, and perhaps you can relate to what I'm telling you and sharing with you today. One cause of change is time. In fact, the Bible even mentioned, I believe in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3:11, part of it mentioned that he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Yes, we move from childhood to our, you know, youth to older age. And it's a process that we go through. But one thing we realize that we're not going to stay, small forever is the word I want to use. Because I want to say youthful forever, but I've seen people 60, 70, 80 years old and very youthful. They held on to their youth. I'm in my early 50s and I'm telling you, I'm holding on to my youth as well. There's an inner child in us that may have gotten wounded along the way. And then maybe that's something I can talk about next week on how to forgive others, but more so forgive yourself. You were young, you know, and there's times where, yes, we're not perfect people, and neither were your parents. So there's times where you have to just forgive and just let go and let things be. If you're still here listening to this podcast, you're here for a reason. And change we should not reject change as much as we should embrace change. But at the same time, there's certain changes that just doesn't feel good. And I get it. And that's why I said these are 3 to 4 things that I learned through my life that causes change. And time. Even when it's bad times, good times are coming. Whew. I know that may sound simple. I know we already know that. But that's why I said last month when we kept dealing with Black History Month, we always have to somehow deal with slavery, at least in America, because that has been the worst time in American history when slavery just took over. But for whatever reason, it's still lurking and still around. Why? Because it's in people. We keep mentioning it over and over and over again, not to heal it, But so for some reason, it's embedded in the system that we are in as well. But in time, things are going to have to change. It's just inevitable. It can't remain the same forever. But what I've learned that many will try to do is try to suppress the truth. But the truth always going to show its head at one point or another. The second thing I learned is within time, choices are made. Now, choices, I like, I'd rather have a choice. I don't know about you all, but if change is inevitable, wouldn't you like to have a choice? Uh-huh. Choices allow us to be proactive in directing and choosing our changes. Whew. I liked that. Rather than having them just happen to us. Now we're being proactive and we're directing and choosing the changes that we want in our lives. Good example is your even your own job. If you are at an ends rope and you're at the ends of how you feel about your job, but yet you still have the job, rather they fire you, you begin to be proactive and look for another position, even whether it's within the same company or whether you're looking outside the company. But at least you know from within yourself, change had already taken place. You feel that you should get better pay, or you just don't have the same passion no more for the job. Either one works because now you can decide the direction of your life. Am I helping anybody? So I'm saying, since change will happen whether we want it or not, why not cooperate and initiate changes, whether small or large, in your life? Yes, relationship change, as do our beliefs. Our financial status change. Yeah, I was making a lot of money when I was living in New York. But when I moved to North Carolina over 13 years ago, it seemed like I started over again, making under $20 an hour. I knew then I needed to change my career because I was looking more for the money more than anything. So I stayed in the industry of the information technology. I moved from just being an analyst and a technician over into becoming a project manager. Why? Because I've already gotten the experience of being a technician and an analyst, but I want to get some experience now in leading projects for technicians, and helping out analysts and everything like that. So after I was able to update my resume, a bank down here gave me an opportunity, and I took the opportunity because that's what's next on my list is opportunity. Even opportunities, cosmic change is here to help us evolve. Moving from the Piscean age over to the Aquarius age. I've talked about that plenty of times in a lot of my other episodes about the age that we are living in. We're moving from that belief age, moving more into the knowing age. We are now living in an information age. Everything is out here on the internet land, where 50 or 100 years ago, it was no such thing as no internet or no cell phone. You see, so we have really in time, there we go with time again, have evolved. Technology, it seems like, is evolving, is changing us. Now we have something what we call AI, artificial intelligence. Just like we have artificial foods, we have artificial intelligence. So we're allowing artificial intelligence to kind of run the internet and kind of run the stores that we are starting to see. Years ago, I saw where McDonald's, that's right down the street from where I live, they still have people that will serve you at the drive-thru, but when you walk inside now, they have a computer. And that computer now, you can punch in with your orders, what you want. You pay right there on the computer, no cash. It went cashless. And then that order will go through a system. And then there's still someone there now, but nonetheless, someone will now get your order. And then all you have to just call your number, that you pick your number and you get your food. You see how things are quickly moving from customer service over to artificial intelligence? Now, we created this. This is what collectively we wanted. So there's positive and there's negative effects on this. We're going to see how it's going to pan out, because I'm definitely not going to say that it's good or bad, but I'm sure it's helping in certain areas. But certain areas I feel is going to hurt us, even when it comes to blogs, posts, and stuff like that. They're going to be talking to a lot of computers. You call certain companies, you're dealing with the computer. I understand we don't have to hire someone to talk to us. But I, for some reason, I still love human interaction. How about you? I think if we're going, if anything's good about it, maybe we both can exist at the same time. But at the same time, collectively, we don't know the creators of all of these in artificial intelligence. What are they trying to do? But I do know if you use not only common sense, but use your intuitions and things of that nature, you can begin to see what they're really trying to do as a whole. But at the meantime, understand, I think there's good and bad in all of this of what we're seeing here today. So just understand that if you do not initiate change, life will initiate it for you. I heard someone say, be the change you wish to see in the world today.
Experience more. Make sure to hit that subscribe button now.
The fourth opportunity I'd like to talk about is crisis. Everyone will experience crisis at different times in their life. I put this here because of what I even have gone through. Marriages breaks up. Businesses fail. Death happens in the family. That changes the game as well. When death comes to a matriarch or a patriarch, that changes the game. And collectively, we don't really know what death is. Like time, I'm discovering death is like an illusion. Because if all of us are energetic beings and spiritual beings, you know, we die, but yet we don't die. You see what I'm saying? We just move on to the next dimension or the next place because energy, our energy, you can't destroy or kill energy. And that's what we are a part of. Science has proven that. But yet we haven't tapped in because collectively, a lot of the people that are running the show behind the scenes in this matrix don't want us to know the truth of who we are. We are far greater than what we have been shown over the years. In fact, I like the ancients because the ancients seems to be have been more spiritually attuned and spiritually connected with themselves than we are today. So that's why I even mentioned last week about how to vibrate higher. Even the foods we eat, if you're not careful, it'll put you in a low vibration. So therefore, you can't even change when change is coming. You got to know when to change and shift everything. So yeah, a crisis comes, losing your job, you know, major health issues comes, whether you have high blood pressure and liver disease and other so many different diseases out there. You know, all of these crises come to change us, to get us to stop doing what we are probably unconscious doing, you know, or check this out financially. I've seen people even during this past week, if you had your money in Silicon Valley Bank, it's wiped out, gone. Poof, disappeared. What can you do about that? You see, because I've learned that the controllers of this world don't care nothing about you and I, about life and death. The only thing they care about is money. So we're all working to get the finances, to get the money so we can survive or thrive in this economy that we are living in. But with all the gettings that you get an understanding so that you can understand that you can create the life that you want. And yes, the wealth truly does matter. Money matters. Whether we're doing money the way we're doing money now, we have cryptocurrency that's out there now. There's silver that's still out there. There's gold still out there. Whatever the case may be, just know that you deserve to be wealthy. You deserve to be whole. You deserve to create the life that you want to create in this life. You should have more than enough because God made more than enough. That's why there's so many seeds in one watermelon that I was talking about earlier. Why? We should never be a crisis in watermelon. There should never be a crisis in what we're living in today. They're making it out to be such thing, but it's like an illusion. The stock market goes up and down. The oil prices are going up and down. You see my point? They act as though there's a food shortage. When there really shouldn't be a food shortage ever. The waters are now being polluted because of man's greed and hunger for power and control and money. Our bodies is made up over 90% of water. How come there's and the world itself is surrounded by water, but yet there could be a shortage of what? Good, clean water. What I've noticed is while crises are never fun to be in, they are almost always transformational. Why? Because the crisis forces us to make changes we never would have made prior to the crisis. I've learned this. Comfort is the enemy of change. And when we are too comfortable in our present situation, we often resist the impulse to make a change. A crisis dramatically forces that change upon us. It's always painful and never pleasant. But if accepted, it is ultimately healing and almost always beneficial. So I would like to say this. You can trust the process of a crisis because it will lead you directly to change. Become aware of what is calling you today and for change, and be bold and courageous in making these changes so something new can happen in your life. Life will reward you well for the initiative, and you will be in harmony with the deeper laws of the universe. We must learn to be comfortable with change. I'm going to repeat that. We must learn to be comfortable with change and eventually embrace it as a part of our soul evolution. So in my closing, understand that change is the one constant that we can be absolutely sure of. Life is in constant motion and is forever changing and becoming something new. And so are you. Until the next time, my fellow podcast listeners, make it a great day. Take care.
This episode of Aha Moments with Coach Ka has ended, but your journey towards building a better life continues. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next Aha Moment. Thank you for listening.